man, we are playing that one again! Zombie the Greek! In your brain, your dead brain!
Caressed by the tide. Suddenly, a decayed hand rises up and blood-drenched jaws move to bite her. The living dead walk again. Zombies. They are decaying. They are missing from their graves. They live and hunger for your flesh. There is no place you can hide. Zombie, you are.
Yes, Pittsburgh, Zombie Town, USA. This whole next block of stuff is zombie music. Going out to Rockin' Pete and George. It's both their 66,000th birthday. They are among the undead. Zombies!
Zombie Jamboree took place in a New York cemetery. The Zombie Jamboree took place in Long Island Cemetery. Zombie from all parts of the island. Some of them are great Californian. Since the season was carnival, they got together in Bacchanal and they're singing
back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn what the thunder ready. Back to back, belly to belly at a zombie jamboree.
I hear the chorus
back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn what the thunder ready. Back to back, belly to belly at a zombie jamboree.
One female zombie won't behave. She says she want me for a slave. In one hand she holding a quart of wine. The other hand she point that you'll be mine. Believe me folks, yes I had to run. The husband of a zombie ain't no fun. I say oh no, my turtle dove. An old bag of bones I cannot love. Now what you crying?
Back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn cause I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly. And the zombie jamboree.
You will see. After you kiss this dead zombie, I never seen such horror in all my life. Can you imagine me with a zombie wife? And what she singing?
Back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn cause I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree.
I hear the chorus.
Back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn cause I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree.
crazy-ass show here tonight on Zombo's Deep Archive, playing shows from 13 years ago. This show just happened to be like a double duty thing. First off, it was the day of Snowmageddon. Snowmageddon, which we got, what, 10 feet of snow? Ridiculous amount. Shut the city down for 2 weeks. I believe we ended up getting, it was like 6 feet of snow. It was nuts. But I also had an art show that night. And I remember the guy there was like, why isn't anybody coming? And we just saw the snow piling up and piling up. He says, I better go home. And then the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. So, and it's also the Z show. So it's the last of the alphabet show that I actually started, my gosh, like 30 weeks ago on this. So been along for a ride a bit. We're finally through all of the alphabet. Find out what happens. I don't know if Massive Music Weekend happened that following weekend. I don't know how long the station was shut down. I think the next show I have on tap is from the 12th. So, must have been back in the studio by then. All right, so let's dig another segment, a final segment of Zombo's Deep Archive, playing radio shows from 13 years ago. And today, quite momentous. Snowmageddon hit that night, and I finished the Z's. Coincidence? Perhaps.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh music for your inner robot.
Thank you. it will call spirits and ghosts of the dead to gather together.
Man, this song gets on my nerves. It is way too in my face. Zombie Compromise. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. What we heard was Zombie Creep by the Papaya Kings. The Robins gave us Zombie. Magics gave us Zombie Walk. Source Southern Culture on the Skid, Zombie Fied. Zombie by the Rocket. Zombie by the Symbol. Zombie Jamboree. I think that's Prince Buster. I'm not quite sure. Then we heard The Fiends doing Zombie the Greek by request. We heard Zorba the Greek. I think Zombie the Greek was a request too. Dag. Zing by the Spaniels. Zindy Lou the Chimes. Zephyr Cove started this way back out. I think that was like 1999 when we started out, right? Zephyr Cove. Oh, that's such a good song. Yeah. 412-621-WRCT is that telephone number. You have a song that begins with Z, and you know what? I have enough Z songs to make it to 3 o'clock. So how do you like that? Isn't that crazy? So I have enough Z songs to do that. Okay, here's what happened. Next week is Massive Music Weekend. That is from Friday at noon all the way, I think, till Sunday morning. Or Sunday like at midnight. Most of the DJs, they come in there and they play their favorite bands. I started off at 12 o'clock. But from 10 to 12... let me know who you want to hear now, or email me at zomboco@aol.com, because I'd rather not do it on the fly. I'd rather do a good job for once. I'd rather do a good job. So it's going to be 4 artists from 10 to noon. I'm going to do a showcase of 4 artists. So that should be fun. So Massive Music Weekend is next Friday. I want to play this song from the beginning. This is such a great song. The late, great Shadowy Men on the Shadowy Planet, Zombie Compromise. RCT, Zombo is in your doggone brain. Your dead zombie brain. Dave, that thing you just heard? That was the Mighty Cramps with Zombie Dance, an unreleased song by the Cramps. Hope you like. Got a few more zombie tunes. And of course, it's Rockin' Pete's George's birth, 66th birthday today. How about that? How about that? So what else we got here? As I told you, everything we played, right? We did that. I got some Zorro coming up in a little bit by request. I got a real good Zorro song for you. I got your Zorro. I got your Zorro right here. This is really worth talking over. Fidelity of this is just horrible. That's just the way it goes. All right, this is Zombie Bolero by the Surfaholics. So another nice little zombie instrumental for you. All right. Zombo in your brain, 88.3, 412-621-WRCT is the undead telephone number.
Yeah! Yeah. Take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Yes, sirree. Pittsburgh does have all the fun. Believe you me. You believe you me? Good, you believe you me. That's odd. Believe you me. That's such an odd term. Believe you me. It's creepy. That's got to be wrong somehow. This is a band called the Espers. So there you go. So, ooh, we are through the zombies. Yeah. How do you like that? We started off with Zombie Compromise by the Shadowy Men and the Shadowy Planet, an unreleased Cramps tune called Zombie Dance. Then we heard Zombie Bolero by the Surfaholic, Zombie by CJ and the Casuals, The Fiends, a different band called The Fiends, doing Zombies Have Feelings Too. Then we heard Zombie A Go-Go by Captain Clegg and the Night Creatures. Man, that's good. Then an unreleased Cult of the Psychic Fetus song, Zombie Waltz, only on this here show. Zombie Twist by Cousin Al. Little long, a little too much. I made the zombie song in my basement kind of thing. Oh, but then the ever fantastic Messer Chups doing Zombie in a Miniskirt. You're listening to Zombo. That is what you're doing. Unless you're doing something else, then that is you're not listening to me. It's like questions are the answers, right? Medical mistakes, they claim tens of thousands of those. That's Segway. This man is so smooth, you wouldn't even think he's retarded. Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives every year. See, I said the word. I said it. Big deal. Medical mistakes. A lot of people don't like hearing that word. Huh? Who? Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives every year. The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help. You can do anything you want. You can put a fried egg on your head. I don't care. But when you communicate with your doctor, when you ask more questions, like, what are you going to do with that thermometer? You reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake. Doctors can't ask if you don't answer. Or doctors can't answer if you don't ask. Whatever. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answers. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Really? Okay. Like, shouldn't this be free? That'd be my first question. Why am I paying for this? That's the second question. Why, when I get sick, do I have to worry about going broke? That's my next question. Why isn't there universal health care? That's my next question. Oh, I don't think those questions are on there. I think the questions are like, do you take credit cards? www.ahrq.gov. Message brought to you by the Health Department Human Services Agency for Healthcare and Quality Research and the Ad Council. Yeah. I want health insurance. I want universal stuff. Everybody else has it. Oh, that's socialism. You know what? I would rather be a socialist and have money in the bank than be dead broke on the street because I got ripped off by the medical system. That's just me talking. I think it's me talking. Let me see. Hey, it's me talking. Hot damn tamale. Hey, how about global warming? While I'm on my rant-a-roo. Man, that song is long and long, long. You know, here we go. This is Vampire Weekend, and this is actually a pretty good record. It's called Cousins. And we're going to fight global warming, just you and me. You know how we're going to do it? The Earth has a natural balance of life. A lot of the folks haven't figured that out. And global warming is disrupting the balance. You can help fight global warming. If every family replaced 3 frequently used light bulbs with compact fluorescent light bulbs, it's like taking 3.5 million cars off the road. Find out how you can help. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Message brought to you by the Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, the Ad Council, and the company that makes fluorescent light bulbs. Yee. Hello? Is this thing on? Yeah. I know what I'm saying. Whew, I gotta calm down. I'm gonna have one of them aneurysm things. You know? That's not good. So this is pretty good, this song here. This is brand new. I want to hear this. This is King Khan. Huh. King Khan and the BB and the barbecue show. That'd be better than this. Well, so much. I gave it its 10-second chance. I am not going to... Ooh, man, this is a long promo. Okay, kids, back to lunch. The Saturday Light Brigade is a radio program featuring acoustic music and family fun, broadcasting since 1978, one of the longest-running public radio shows in the U.S. Quality music on air, telephone calls from kids. See, I wish I had on air telephone calls from kids, you know, and adults. Innovative participatory puzzles and games and interesting guests made the Saturday Light Brigade a radio tradition for tens of thousands of people. Kids listen with adults. Adults listen with kids. Everybody has fun listening to the radio together. Doggone it, that's what this show's all about. That's what this show should be about. But doggone it, Saturday Light Brigade, they beat me to the punch. Good show. See, this is what happens when you put production quality and you care about what you do and you're a radio craftsman. You get shows like Saturday Light Brigade. You get shows like Radio 9. You want to hear some guy with a hangover yell at you for 5 hours? That's what you got on this thing. All right. Punk, funk, soul, metal, hip-hop. What does it all mean? It means this is another Sean Watson promo. What's he loading this thing? It's another Sean Watson promo? Nah. We're going to tell you about the Brazilian Hour. And how much is a Brazilian? It's twice as much as a million. Why, friends, it's a Brazilian. Well, listen to the Brazilian Radio Hour. Cantito Brasilio no Radio for Brazilian music and culture. How do you like them? How do you like them pinto beans? I don't even know if they have pinto beans there. They have pinto beans there? I don't know. What does it matter? I need new medication. Ladies and gentlemen, the Z Show. In all its entirety, gonna make it to 3 with Z's. This is so cool. All right, now next week, we're going to start Massive Music Weekend. I got one. It's a given. They want a half hour of Screamin' Jay. Next week, 10 to 10:30, all Screamin' Jay. I got some really nice, cool, rare Screamin' Jay. Some rare Screamin' Jay. As well as the normal stuff that everybody loves. You know? Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Huh? No kidding. This song's going on long enough. Don't forget, Zombo Gallery tonight. The opening of... Let's get this... Yeah, zombie in the miniskirt again in the background. The opening, actually two good art openings. You can do them both. Unstilled, David English and friends doing an incredibly multi, artist Art Show. Check it out. I think it's on Facebook. Just look for Facebook and Unstilled. And tonight, Zombo Gallery, Where's My Huffy? A really great... Ah, man, Jason Wuzler's stuff is so cool. Spaceman and robots and all the things that make the world go round. I don't know if there's any zombies. I bet there's probably a zombie in the lot. So you're listening to Zombo, I am in your brain. 1 o'clock, I just wasted all my ranting. At 1 o'clock, I got to do the concert calendar. Where am I gonna find the energy? Where am I going to find the oomph? Oh, there's my oomph. Groovy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Cordettes with Zorro. This is really cool. I think you'll like this.
Zorro. Zorro.
Before I go any further with Zorro, I want to let you know, for the past 35 minutes, I've been looking for Zombie Woof by Frank Zappa, and it must not be in our arsenal of stuff. It's not in my art. So if you're still listening for Zombie Woof, it ain't happening. I basically gave it my all. I did my duty. Believe me, I did my duty. Oh, did I do my duty.
Zorro. Zorro.
Great big moon up there.
That isn't the moon. That's our Earth.
Oh, we've landed. I feel so light.
Watch me jump. 30 feet, a world record.
Oh, that's easy on the moon. Keep your suit on. Remember, there's no air around here.
Zoom a little, zoom, and a rocket ship. Home we go on a trip.
trip. Coming back to Earth at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket. The moon is like. Zoom a little, zoom in a rocket ship. Home we go on a trip. Coming back to Earth at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom.
Boom, 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 boom.
I don't really even like this kind of music, but, you know, it's Z, and I really, you know, pretty much have to play it. Collegians, zoom, zoom, zoom. It's amazing the amount of doo-wop songs begin with Z. I got Zoom by the Cadillacs coming up. I had Zendy, I had these Z songs. Weird is it? I do not like this song. But I have to play it because this is...
Need you, love, 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 need you. And that's all the time we have for today. Because actually, I'm editing these shows from 13 years ago. It's almost deep archive. But back 13 years ago, my show was 5 hours long. I had a five-hour-long show. So I'm always playing like the first 3 hours. It's just the easiest way to edit this all out. I don't have to worry about the concert calendar. And, you know, you don't really pay much attention to all the events going on anyhow. But like I'm saying, you've been listening to Zombo's Deep Archive right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, where I am playing old shows going back in the time 13 years ago. And the show I aired today originally broadcast the day of Snowmageddon. And Snowmageddon was that craziest snowstorm we had February the 5th, 2010. And I'm on the radio going, oh, yeah, there's not going to be a snowstorm. Come out to Zombo Gallery. There's going to be an art show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then all hell broke loose. The nice thing is also finish the alphabet. Let's see where we're going next week. I don't know if it's going to be Massive Music Weekend or what I planned on doing. It was just really nice to finally get through all of these alphabet shows. So today's show, all songs that began with Z. We'll find out what happens next week. And you can listen to my regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, right here on the same station here. And that is Friday mornings, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's live in the studio. And then these Mondays, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., is the Zombo Deep Archive, where I'm playing really, really, really old shows in my encore slot. I want to keep doing. The nice thing is I got all my shows on track after this. So no matter how long I do this, I'll always be 13 years behind. So that's really nice to actually hear a lot of these things. So once again, you're listening to WRCT right here in the Pittsburgh, Zombo's Deep Archive. And as always, I remain in your brain. WRCT 88.3 in the FM, in the Pittsburgh, in the Pennsylvania, in the world.
Just a single day after Donald Trump bragged about ending Roe v. Wade and endorsing whatever states want to do as long as you vote for him, the Arizona Supreme Court has upheld a near-total abortion ban that was passed in 64. That's 1864, not 1964, an 1864 anti-abortion bill that comes with the potential for imprisonment for doctors who perform or participate in abortions. Providers can be subject to 2 to 5 years in prison. Wow. And all of a sudden, the implications of what Trump is saying are very, very real. NPR reports the Arizona Supreme Court allows a near total abortion ban to take effect soon. There's the medical and ethical reality, and then there's the political repercussions, which seem to be sort of bad regardless of your view on abortion. And I'll get to that in a moment. The NPR article explains abortions will soon be outlawed in Arizona, except in cases where a pregnant person's life is at risk. Note that missing from that are exceptions for rape and incest. The only exception is life of the mother. The state Supreme Court has ruled that Arizona should follow a restrictive abortion law dating back to the 1860s. Since December of 2022, Arizona doctors have been allowed to provide abortions up to 15 weeks into a pregnancy based on a lower court's interpretation of state law. But the state Supreme Court now says Arizona should follow a law banning abortions in almost all cases. It makes no exceptions for rape, no exceptions for incest, and makes performing an abortion punishable by 2 to 5 years in prison. They are going back to an abortion law from the era in which leeches were used as so-called medical treatment. That's where we are today. Now, understand that the reason you might be wondering, wait a second, so the law goes back to 1864. Why is it all of a sudden coming into force? It's coming into force now because this law became unenforceable after Roe v. Wade. When Roe v. Wade set a sort of minimum framework for what it is that has to be legal and what is illegal when it comes to denying women certain care, the existence of Roe v. Wade made this 1864 law essentially irrelevant. This is not only the case in Arizona. In fact, we've talked about the very real scenario, and now it is extraordinarily real, wherein there are lots of old abortion laws which were irrelevant during the multi-decade period that Roe v. Wade was in force. When Roe v. Wade was overturned, thanks to the Supreme Court that was molded by Donald Trump's three Supreme Court picks, the question became, what happens now with all of these really old draconian abortion laws? At least as far as Arizona is concerned, what happens now is that those abortion laws become active law. Here is how Fox News covered this news. You reap what you sow, right, at the end of the day.
Meanwhile, John, we've got some breaking news on abortion and Arizona. The Supreme Court in that state has now ruled that it can uphold a ban on all abortions except those to save a mother's life. That this rule was originally passed back in 1864. It provides no exceptions for rape or incest, but allows abortions if a mother's life is in danger. This ban goes into effect 14 days from today's ruling. And obviously, this is heating up more and more, John, as a major focus as we head toward the presidential election.
Now, there's a few different questions here. First of all, it's the one of, are there any other areas where we want to go back to 1864? Is there any area of medicine where we would say what we came up with as a species in 1864 makes more sense than what we have right now? Whether it comes to treatment, whether it comes to prevention, whether it comes to lack of antibiotics. I mean, you tell me. But on abortion, 1864 is the gold standard. The saguaro cacti in Arizona